From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Catskill community is struggling with the upkeep of Howard Street Park in the village, and as a result, there has been recent talk of removing the benches because of certain nighttime activity. The park and its four benches are maintained by Cultivate Catskill. Cultivate Catskill member Hudson Talbot said, and I quote, "The park is a great asset of the village. It gets abused by other people, especially at night. Possibly even drug situations or exchanges occur there. There is a huge amount of litter. Volunteers are constantly cleaning up," end quote. Talbot said the village board has proposed that the benches be eliminated as a way to discourage loitering. Village President Vincent Seeley said the village has been getting complaints about the condition of the parks. Seeley is also concerned about people staying in the parks for extended periods of time. Talbot believes that removing the benches would do more harm than good. Talbot said, and I quote, "Right now we're searching for a compromise," end quote. Catskill resident and community activist Richard Wagoner posted signs to alert community members to the risk of losing the benches if the park is not kept clean. Wagoner does not see how removing the benches would address littering, public intoxication, or fighting. Seeley said, and I quote, "All of this comes down to common courtesy. Cultivate Catskill has done an unbelievable job beautifying the village. Having people disrespect our parks is a slap in the face and is unacceptable. Something needed to be done," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Diane Valden is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Copec Town Board has appointed Lynn C. Hodling as the town's sole assessor. Hodling will serve a full 6-year term beginning October 1st. She was previously appointed to a 1-year term following the resignation of embattled former assessor J. Craig Surprise in January 2018. Speaking in support of Hodling, board member Jean Mettler said she attended Grievance Day last year and found a long line of residents contesting their assessments. This year, she said, two people came to grieve. Mettler said, and I quote, "I think this is a good appointment," end quote. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. WCTW-FM is reporting there has been a change in leadership at the Hudson Salvation Army. After many years as director, Jill Wishon resigned effective July 19th. Darcy O'Connor of Chatham, a longtime member of the Salvation Army board, will succeed Wishon as director. Wishon and her husband plan to open a new restaurant in Catskill. According to WCTW reporter Bill Williams, Wishon elevated the Hudson chapter of the Salvation Army, and I quote, "to one of the best performing units in the state," end quote. Read more about this story at 985thecat.iheart.com. David Lombardo is reporting for the Times Union. The consumer credit agency Equifax has agreed to a $600 million settlement for its 2017 data breach that exposed the private information of millions of Americans. Under the settlement announced July 22nd, the company and its subsidiaries agree to pay a $10 million fine to the State Department of Financial Services, $9.2 million to the State Attorney General's Office, and $425 million for the creation of a consumer restitution fund. Equifax will also make available to state residents consumer monitoring services and free annual credit reports for 5 years. Approximately 8.5 million New Yorkers had their sensitive financial and personal information exposed during the 2017 breach that lasted about 76 days. That data included Social Security numbers, credit card numbers, and driver's license numbers. Equifax has agreed to new corrective measures as a result of the consent order with 8 states, including New York. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.